Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget to check out our blog. You can subscribe to it, too. The newsletter comes on Sunday by email, and the blog comes every day. We'll send you the most recent interviews that we've done on the show and the blog, as well as a nice article. So check that out when you get a chance. Joe Kilmartin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Kilmartin is the director of compensation at a company called Salary.com, an organization you probably heard about. And we're going to talk about compensation across America. How's it going? And of course, as you know, compensation is not just salary. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Well, I enjoy being here.
You know, Joe, a lot of people are probably familiar with your site, with Salary.com. A lot of folks know about it. If they haven't seen it, they've heard about it. You guys are pretty prominent in the marketplace, and they know that they can go there and noodle around on your site and find out a little bit about what's going on. But for those people who haven't been there, tell us a little bit about what they're going to find.
If you're an individual, you can go to our website and actually get information about what jobs are paying. For example, if you want to look for a new career, you might want to be going into accounting. You could go into the website and find out what accountants are being paid in various parts of the United States.
Well, and as well as and when you say pay, that's not just the salary, is it?
No, we actually have benefits information in there. We have a product called the Personal Salary Report that will basically give you a profile of what an employee in a particular job in a particular part of the United States should expect in total compensation in terms of base salary, bonus, benefits package, etc.
Right. Now, let's talk about that. How is the compensation of America going these days? Are we being compensated properly for the amount of work that we're doing?
That's a difficult question. Certainly, the increases that are projected are not very high compared with what's happening in the cost of living, especially considering the housing prices in certain markets, the cost of energy, whether gasoline or heating your home with gas or heating oil.
Mm-hmm.
They're relatively low, considering the economy seems to be in a fairly robust position right now.
Well, I understand businesses needing to, employees need to be compensated for their work. Obviously, clearly that, and the benefits and all that. But you know, Joe, I'm not so sure it's the business owner's responsibility to be fully 100% responsible for housing bubbles.
Oh no!
Also for gasoline prices. See, and correct you help me with this in terms of where we should put this, which pigeonhole, so to speak, we should put this. If gasoline prices are going up, but they're not going up, we may not know that they're going up forever. Should we be increasing compensation, or should we be making allowances and maybe paying them some kind of an extra amount temporarily, at least while gas prices are up? What should we do about that?
Well, it's certainly not the business owner's fault when housing prices go up or gas prices go up. A lot of organizations are taking a position of let's wait and see what happens. And you're right. Nobody is given increases in base pay because the price of gasoline spiked, went over $3 a gallon. It's now come down considerably since then. Nobody's given an increase in base pay because the housing bubble has occurred in certain locations in the United States. The best way for any business owner to address these problems is, as you suggest, a temporary adjustment, a temporary incentive for the employee. But that is only true when there's business need. And let's take, for example, two employees. One's an accountant and one's a sales rep. Well, the accountant has to come into work every day.
Right.
Typically doesn't go out to visit customers. That person wouldn't get any increase because of the gasoline prices.
Right.
But the sales rep would, because the sales rep has to keep on going out and seeing customers.
Right, right. Well, how do we... Let's talk about small business, because you guys have a nice section of small business on your homepage there, Joe. And congratulations. Thank you for that, by the way. Folks, I hope you'll check that out at salary.com. What should be, for small businesses, what should be the ratio of compensation when you break it down between income, W-2 income, and benefits?
The cost... The cost of benefits has been going up recently.
And, how about for the last 5 years?
Yeah, and it's still going up. And,
yeah.
And small businesses are probably taking more proactive steps to control that cost than large companies are.
Right. What do you see? What are some of the things that you're seeing them do?
Well, we're seeing them start to get employees to opt out of their plans. In other words, there's an employee working for your company, and the spouse works for a much larger firm. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to be paying for health insurance for that employee? So instead of paying that the health insurance for that particular employee, you pay them something to get them to opt out. You pay them a portion of what you'd normally pay for their health coverage. And small businesses are doing that now.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that they're doing, especially now that we have HSAs, health savings accounts, is more and more companies are giving their employees an amount of money every year to do with as they wish.
That's true.
Are you seeing that? Are you seeing that more and more?
Yes, we are. Yeah, people, small business owners are being very creative in what they're doing. They're taking advantage of just about everything that the current law allows them to do, moving people into health savings accounts, moving to high deductible insurance policies, and it's a survival mechanism. The cost of medical care, the cost of insurance in general, has been skyrocketing, and they're being burned by that.
All right. Joe, we're going to take a quick break in a second. When we come back, folks, we're going to ask Joe. They've done a survey. They've conducted a survey of the cost of living in some of the cities around the country. And apparently, you and I might be a little surprised at what this information showed. We're going to talk some more about compensation with the compensation expert at salary.com. It's Joe Kilmartin. He and I will be back after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Joe Kilmartin is our guest. He is the Director of Compensation at Salary.com. Joe, I like it when people come on the show whose the company name is the website. We don't have to say that over and over. We can say it one time and get it out there.
Everybody knows that website, I think.
Exactly. So. Salary.com. Check it out, folks. So how would a regular, like an employee, benefit from your website? What would they do? Just go there and type in their profession, their job description, so to speak, and see what other people are paid?
And they could get a rough idea of what that job is being paid in their own market, in their particular location, or they could check out other locations. If they were moving from one city to another, for example.
That would help them know how to adjust for the standard of living, the cost of living, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, to a certain degree. It certainly wouldn't give you all the information you need. It would show, for example, if you were moving from Chicago to Boston, that you'd probably get an increase in pay, but it probably would not be commensurate with the cost of living differences between the two cities.
But the point is you'd be armed with that information to help you make your decision. But let me ask you about about the business owner. Let's say that we wanted to hire somebody. We're in Chicago and we wanted to hire somebody in Boston, or vice versa. We're in Boston, we want to hire somebody in Chicago. We need to know what we got, what the, what this this prospect is going to be requiring of us.
That's right.
In order for them to move. So we need to know that information. So your site helps us with that. What about if I'm a small business owner and I'm trying to hire my very first sales manager? Could I go to your site and get an idea, a thumbnail, about whether how much it's going to cost me, how much I should expect to pay, and if somebody's trying to charge me more than I can pay, whether I can justify that or not?
Yes, the free website, the Salary Wizard at salary.com, would give you the basic information you needed. We also have a small business product where a small business owner can subscribe to our service and actually get much more accurate information, much more competitive information.
So the broad information, folks, is free, but if you want to get it more pinpointed, it's going to cost you a little bit. What is a small business subscription?
The last time I priced it, I'm not in charge of that particular area,
right,
but it's
right.
It's less than $100 per quarter.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay. You guys did some research on compensation in various cities around the country. What did you find?
We did. We came up with a surprising list of the what we call the best places to live based on that. And cities like New London, Connecticut,
right.
Huntsville, Alabama, Baltimore, Maryland, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania led the list in terms of cost of living and the salaries being paid there.
So the people were paid much better, the ratio of salary to cost of living in those four cities.
That's right.
Right. That's pretty interesting. New London, Connecticut is in the news recently with the property rights case that went before the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And of course, many people know that in Huntsville, Alabama, they've got the Marshall Space Flight Center, which is a lot of high tech down there in that part of the world. So what else did you find out?
Well, we found out something that everybody would have suspected, that New York is leading the list as the most expensive city, followed by San Francisco and Stamford, Connecticut.
Right.
It's
no big surprises there.
No big surprises there at all. I guess the thing that really surprised us was everybody hears about Las Vegas as the number one city in the United States for growth and people moving in. And that came out number 10 on our list.
That's very interesting. Are any of your research able to pinpoint the housing bubbles?
We don't really look at housing prices per se.
I know, but are you seeing any of that though? Is there anything there that would seem to me to be would help small business help business owners to understand maybe whether they need to move or not. I mean, if some areas, if the housing bubble is getting so bad, or they might even need to relocate if they can't afford to compensate people just so they can have basic housing.
Yeah, and the housing bubble, as you know, is getting really bad in certain locations. There are a number of things to look at there. One is not only the inflationary cost of housing, condos and single-family homes. In Boston is a very, very high cost of living area. But then you start looking at the people that are actually buying the properties. What are they buying it with? Are they buying it with traditional mortgages, or are they buying with one of the newfangled mortgages where they don't have to put anything down towards
nothing? Pay nothing down in interest only. Those are dangerous mortgages, aren't they?
Very, very dangerous. A lot of the California growth has been spurned by those mortgages.
Right. Joe, I got 30 seconds. You got the last 30 seconds. What would you like to say to my audience?
Well, Salary.com welcomes you aboard. Just come and visit our site. Again, the sub site is free. We also have a corporate site with between 1,600 and 1,800 corporate clients, including some of the largest companies in the United States.
And right in the middle of the page, folks, it says small business. Joe, I like that in a company. I like a company that's proud of their small business section and has the letters right up there in big, bold type right in the middle of the homepage. I appreciate you guys doing that.
Well, we've had that emphasis for over 4 years.
Well, congratulations on that. Joe, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back?
I will indeed, Jim.
Well, we'd love to have you back. Joe Kilmartin. Thanks, Joe. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Director of Compensation at Salary.com, Joe is. Quick break. Right back with another pretty neat expert, Barbara Weltman. She and I are going to be talking about some year-end tax planning. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
That's all about for us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.